The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mi'ilo Daf Yud Zayin. We discussed in the previous shiur the concept of Pochus Mikashir. The whole few dafim that we're learning now are about putting things together to reach a shiur. Either a shiur to be Mekabel Tumah, or Legabe Nisr, or Legabe Isuri Hano. Two things coming together are not always mitzvah to be a shir. And the whole concept of pochus mikashir and how that figures into let's say machalos asuris is the concept of katash osan atayru. We discussed that sometimes katash osan atayru is more simple because the thing itself is the same whether the amount that one eats is a kazayis or not, but really one is doing the same thing, one is eating chelev. The problem is not in the chelev, the problem is in the maisa achilo. And theoretically, you could call that having eaten, but there's missing in the shir. There's a shir. Everything in the Torah has a shir when it's choshev enough to be considered halakhically that thing. Whether pochus mikazayis is not at all an achilo, we discussed legabe benching, we discussed legabe being over on a shvur. So the shir of chatzis shiros, the gedder of chatzis shiros in the Torah, that the machos asus are in and of itself the same thing. Just what's missing is the Maisa Achil, and then we have types of Chatish Yosem Natera, where the thing itself, there's no Chatich Disur, let's say we spoke about Melech HaShabbos, but there's only missing in the qualitativeness, the Chshivus of the Maisa. A minimal amount of having carried, what's meaningful to carry of that item on Shabbos, less than that doesn't mean you didn't carry, it means you carried something that's not meaningful. So that Maisa doesn't have a Chshivus of a Maisa to be Mechayev, a Korban to be Mechayev, Skilo, but it's still Epis, somewhat akin to a maisa of Hitzor. Mashain, if a person walks 2 amas, that's not half of walking Dalad Amas carrying something, because the basic concept of Dalad Amas on Shabbos is a person goes from one place to another. The same thing as Tchumim, where a person 2,000 amas is the residence of the person. In Halacha, a person goes from one residence to another. A person walks 1,000 amas, he didn't do anything, he didn't walk out of his place in a less meaningful, less choshuv type of way. He didn't walk out of his place. So when a person does the same thing, he cooks a minimal amount, he cooked. The mice is the same mice, just less meaningful. So those are the different types of chatzishir. We discussed that maybe that type of chatzishir, where it's not a chatik disur, but it might not even be chatzishir osim natera. We have the Rashi and Shabbos, we discussed achronim and how they relate to this concept. But again, what rings home is that the basic concept of tziruf, of two things, either for a maisa or for a chaticha, legabi bin metame, and so on, is all about those two things becoming one unit. If a person picks up a cracker, takes a nibble of a cracker, little by little by little by little, what defines as one maisa achila? Teretz is, within a certain time frame, it's all part of one maisa. Person takes a nibble, and a half an hour later takes another nibble, a half an hour later takes another nibble. If it is no zman of terkei de'achilas pras, then it's called he ate nothing a half an hour ago, he ate nothing 20 minutes ago, he ate nothing 10 minutes ago. Those are not maisa de'achila. And when we're trying to combine one thing, also the tziruf of what combines into one chayfitz all has to do with those making a meaningful tziruf. We have the Mishnah Be'asa on Yitzayin Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah says kol shishurei shovin. That means that they belong to the same thing in terms of cutting off a chunk. So whether they could be mitzarif to be called one chaticha disuro, one maisa achila, and so on. What we have by us is with different shiurim, what it brings to mind in halacha lemaisa is being mitzarif the shir of maichel umashke, which is clear by us in the sugya that there has to be a meaningful connection. One is a ma'isa shtir, one is a ma'isa achil, one of the shir is kazais, one of the shir is revias. This is the famous raid that Tosfos explains that the Zvachim, that the noisei of the Mishnah by us of tziruf is only by lechem, another shashor, pita by yayin, is only when it became part of the achilah. But if a person is eating vegetable soup, are the vegetables and the liquid mitzarif together to be one maisa achila? One the shir is bervis, one the shir is kizayis. So that's a few of the nidonim in halacha. Rav Moshe says in the tshuva that he doesn't understand, in the Gus Moshe Chaim Chelik Aleph, Ayin Hey, he doesn't understand the tzad that the vegetable soup, you should be able to be mitzarif the vegetables with the liquid together to one shear. One is a liquid, one is a solid. The fact that you make on the vegetable soup, if it's a thick vegetable soup, you make a bar priya adama, even on the liquid. Yeah, that's only because it has the din of the vegetables. But not that it turns into a solid. So a liquid and a solid can be combined into one maisa. So, two things being mitzarif, the bottom line, into one maisa, have to be defined as one ongoing process. If each one is kishal atzmoy, and they have nothing in common, or they're not part of something, so then they're not mitzvah. We'll just throw out another noise, which is another famous discussion about drinking, sipping tea or coffee, where the achronim will mechadish that even though the sheer shtir of where a person has to beg bar nefashis is only in a very limited time frame drinking a revius, a hot tea, a scalding hot coffee or tea, one sips. The derech harogel of drinking tea or coffee that's very hot is to drink it less than you have to drink a revius, but in much more time than that allotted amount of time. A person doesn't sip a cold drink little by little by little by little. That's not called drinking. That's called sipping. Mashenkein, drinking a coffee, the way to drink a coffee is little by little. Mishnah Melech is mechadish for Katnogu Rabbi Seinu, Reb Chaim, V'liyoshev, that drinking little by little, sip by sip, is called a regular ma'aser shtir, and over there you will be mechayev bar nefashos. Let's use this as a springboard to discuss something which will take us into the next, as akdama, will take us into the last part of Maseches Milah. And that is tziruf of two parts of a whole in dinei momonos. We'll discuss on legabe gezel, and from gezel we'll use that as a springboard to discuss legabe milah. What's negel legabe gezel is we brought up that there are gedolei achronim who say that it's not possible to have a musik of chatzis shir osam in atayrim by something that's outside of machol zasus. We explained the chat is that chelev, bas b'cholov, nevelu s'trefis, all these things are the same when they're pachos mekazayis. So that's why the musik of chatzis shir osam in atayrim means that ba'etzim yirin chelev, even when you eat pachos mekazayis. The fact that you're missing in the chshivus and the ma'is and the mekuyim malkus doesn't take away from the existential fact that you're eating chelev. That's what it means chazal utzarufi. We said maybe the Rambam is mechich, not that way. So the Achronim want to say like Gabi other things. There's no chatzis shir osam in atayrim. We explained that you're allowed to say chatzis shir osam in atayrim even when you're not talking about mamish machol sasus. We're talking about anything where it's defined as osur, as a dvaris. What about the Gabi moment? If a person steals a half a pruta, the shear of moment, the Gabi being mukhuib, the Gabi any din, if a person's mazik, if a person's koina, the shear which is called moment, it creates kinyonim, it's mechayiv, if somebody steals, somebody breaks, it's mechayiv, that amount of money is a share of a pruta. That's the minimal amount of money in all dinim. That's what we're going to have by Me'ilah, and that's the Mishnah of Mitzir in the fourth parak, that combines all the dinim omnis, all of them are shi'uran b'shav pruta. What happens if somebody steals a half a pruta? Is he mechuyiv? He's not mechuyiv, he doesn't have to pay. Says the Rav HaMaga in the beginning of Hilchos Gneiva that a goyniv chatzi pruto is osam in atoyro k'moy chatzi shi osam in atoyro. So first of all, if you're going to say straight and narrow that only machol sasuros have chatzi shi osam in atoyro, doshtet nishtazay. We proved it from Rashi and Shabbos. Over here also in the Rav HaMaga says not that way, even on guessing. But let's ask ourselves the question. Is a chatzi pruto existentially not the same thing as a pruto, or it's a shir? Same way, if a person eats chelev, be'etzem he's eating the same thing as when he eats a kezayis, but he's just not eating enough to be called a ma'aser chshuva. A person steals a chatzi pruta, be'etzem he's a thief. He has stolen from someone else, but he's stolen in a way where the ma'aser doesn't have the chshuvas. But no dinim omnis are, not just a chsorim in a ma'aser geneva, no dinim omnis are nitvas. The whole concept of dinim omnis, what's called momoin, is called pruta. The Gemara says in several places, chatzi pruta in a moment. So chatzi pruta in a moment, how does that jive with being chatzi shos from natar? It's more similar to cases where we said where it's totally not that thing until you get to a pruta. Now, what's perplexing, if we want to add to this, and this will again be a hakdama to me'ilah, is a Gemara in Erev in Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara over there, the context of the Gemara, is where people are making Eruv Chatzeris together. So what they have to do is they have to make that the area, the courtyard where they will carry the hallways, the steps, whatever it is a joint area. It's not a Rishus HaRab, or it's not Bedoimit to Rishus HaRab, it's more Bedoimit to Rishus HaRab, but they have to make that everybody's living together in one spot. So one of the concepts that's discussed over there is if somebody is not part of the pot, either he's a not Shem Shabbos Yid, or he's not Shaykh to the Dira of Hilchus Erevin, or he's a Goy. Goy Chazal Mafkia from being part of the Diurim of Erevin. So you have to, what's called, you have to make Schirus Mokim. You have to symbolically buy him out. Why do you have to symbolically buy him out? In order to make that the property is everybody else's without the Goy. How much do you have to give him? Chayr Bruta. Any Schirus, any concept of buying, selling, doing, breaking, damaging, stealing, owing, is all Bruta. What happens by a half a pruta? So the Gemara says that the din of schirus mokim from a guy who works with chatzi pruta. The Gemara, like we said, is an erevin of samach beizam and beizam. The Gemara says over there, have a yoidin. Sholach Reb Yitzchok Reb Yaakov Bag Yud Mishmeid Reb Yechon have a yoidin shesoichu minohakum afilu b'pokos mishov pruta. V'om Reb Chir Bar Abba seems to be the explanation of Reb Yechon ben noyach nerag al pokos mishov pruta v'lo nitim lihishoven elo. The Gemara says that a ben noyach is mechuyev in gezel on a pox mishov pruta. So here's the first crack. Somehow it is mamon, even though the Gemara uses the terminology of pox mishov pruta any mamon, but the Gemara over here says l'gabi a goy ben noyach nerag al pox mishov pruta. Now a goy is not mechuyev, even though the dinim of a ben noyach are different than dinim of Yisrael. He's not mechuyev totally in a different context. He's mechuyev maybe on a different level. His mechuyev is more severe. So what's missing by a ben noyach is that the shiurim are not there. The same way for goy eats eifim and achai. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim that he's mechuyev on eating a mashu, the shiur is not b'gezayis. Over here also the shiur is b'pachos mishav pruta. It would seem that pachos mishav pruta is mamoy, but there's something missing in the chshivus of the maaser by a yid. It's only chatz shiur osim minatayim. Mashenken legabi a goy, he's mechuyev, despite the fact that Maisa doesn't have that chashivas. That would be the Pashto reading of the Gemara. And Erevin said odds with what we just said. That Pachos Meshuv Pruta any moment, it would help, be helpful for the Rav HaMaga that says that this Chatz Shalos Menatayra, Legabe Pachos Meshuv Pruta. How do we jive with the Gemara and Erevin? And the Rashi over there in Erevin says something else, which is very perplexing. Rashi in Divrei Maskil Benerik Nerigal HaGezel, says the Mizayin mitzvahs, a goy is nerag al gezel, it's one of the seven mitzvahs that a goy is mechuyvan, ki da'oma bedal mitzvahs sanhedrin, da'oma as harish lenzui misoson, over there his punishment is not b'malkis. By the way, normally, the Irian halacha that deals with financial crimes, gezel, is that he's mechuyv to pay, nitinli shavon. So that Rashi explains that by goy there is no hashavon, it's another shmuz, that by goy there's no hashavon, therefore it's not nitinli shavon, it's a regular laugh. As harish lenzui misoson, as Rashi Avol Vashmina Rabbi Yochanan Da'akom Loi Mochil Afilu Apokas Meshav Prutav Avigezel Leditu. It's gezel for him because he's not moichel. That means that what sounds like the words of Rashi is that Apokas Meshav Prutav is momoin. A normal person, this is the Gemara speaks out in Sanhedrin. A normal person in Yisrael is moichel on Apokas Meshav Prutav. A guy is not moichel, seems that he's more stingy. I know some goyim, they're not particularly stingy. But the Gemara says as a whole, a goy is not moichel on Pachos Meshuv Pruta. That sounds already like an arbitrary definition. He's moichel, he's not moichel. That's a shir of momon. That's a shir of chol ha-terek kulo. If the shir of Shuv Pruta is meaningless, it's not a real shir, it just means the lesson that you're not moichel. So the goy would seem clear that what Rashi doesn't mean to say a arbitrary, well, that's how much people freak out on. That's how much moment, if you take from them, they'll be makbid on, and a guy maybe is more paid, he's more jumpy, he's more worried about his bank account, so he won't be mevater, he won't be moichel even on a half a penny. If that would be the pshat, then that can't be the kol ha-terek kulo definition of is this moment, not moment. The Gemara would never use terminology anymore. It's clear that what the Gemara means, or Rashi means, any mochel, is the definition be'etzem. And the way we'll say it, without being mayrich, is based on what we just discussed, like Avichas Yishir. If we're talking about, did a person lose money if somebody steals from him a chatzi pruta? Let me say it like this. Is a half a pruta financial asset? Let's say the share of a pruta, I don't know what it is, 10 cents, 20 cents. If a person loses a nickel, is he nifsad? Did he lose money? Is his bottom line less? Yes. Fakhzmashav, a pruta is also momoin in the sense that it's called that the person who was stolen from, or the person who lost the money, or the person who spent the money has less, was damaged, was nifsad. When we talk about a maisa of taking, when we talk about an interaction between two people, and that's what mechila means. Mechila means, mechila defines it's a terminology in using the definition between two people. When somebody takes from a Yisrael, Pox Meshav Pruta, the maisa of taking, adding, giving, buying, lending, borrowing, damaging, all that is defined the maisa of give and take of money. Transactions, activity, financial activity between two people takes place with the bottom line definition of a pruta. Masha'enkin, what we're talking about is a person worth less money in terms of his assets is less than a shav pruta moment. Yes, it's not a maisa of financial activity between two people, but it is moment in terms of the person who loses the money. And what we have over here is a klal, not kedai now to be mayrich on this, but a ben noef, there are a lot of rayas that ben noef doesn't have a lesser chiyuv or a redefined chiyuv. Ben noef, the pshat is, a ben noef is chayiv on the bottom line, on the toitso, on the effect of what he's done. When a ben noach is chayv on gezel, he's not chayv for the act of thievery, he's chayv for the fact that he caused somebody to take a hit, to somebody to take a financial loss. Ritzicha l'moshel, we'll give one simple example. Ritzicha, the Gemara says that if somebody's a treifer, person is a treifer that he has some type of illness which will make him die within the year, if somebody else kills him, he's not chayv misa. If a goy does, a goy is chayv misa. Same thing in Ubar, with less than 30 days old. The point is that in terms of hefsid nefesh, in terms of loss of life, a person who's a treifer is also loss of life. Witness the fact that a person can be a goysis, a person is not, there's nothing physical about him which will make that he's gonna die, but we know he's breathing his last, he's a goysis, he's on his deathbed, and somebody gives the bed a push, and because of that the person dies a minute earlier, he's chayiv misa. Why? Because a person, even a minute of life, chayishos is chay oilam. That's the basic premise of all the askonis that's being done today, to fight the quality of life movement, which defines life as not worth living once a person doesn't enjoy life anymore, and therefore you can be almost cavalier in healthcare for elderly, so people that are terminally ill. Nachashmos. But the chiv ritzicha for a goy is not on a maiser ritzicha. A maiser of killing a treif is not a full maiser ritzicha. In terms of hefsid nefesh, in terms of avedas nefesh, a person who has 1 second to live is also hefsid nefesh. He didn't kill, he didn't do a maisa yitzicha on a full person, a full-blooded, full-bodied person, it doesn't make a difference. He took away life, he snuffed out life, he's chayiv. If a person causes somebody else a hefsid moment, he's not chayiv until he does a maisa gneva, a maisa mazik, a maisa halvo, and so on, a maisa mekinyan. Mashiach and the goy is chayiv on the bottom line. The bottom line is the yener is a mufsad. Yener is at loss. The goy is chayiv on that. So what Rashi means mechila, he means in the realm of interpersonal financial activities. On that, gezel is defined by a pruta. A goy doesn't have that criteria. Which case, even if we'll argue on the Rashi and Shabbos, and we'll say that there's no chatzi shos min ha'ter by melech Shabbos, the way Chacham Tzvi wants to say, it's not mechayiv to argue on the Rav HaMagid, because less than a shav pruta is moment. It's not pshat that it's not pshat that it'll be moment if it gets to a pruta. It's moment now. It's a full hefsid moment, pochs min shav pruta. The only thing is, there's a shir in the chshivas of the maisa. Same on that, there's chatzi shos min ha'ter. Mamish the same thing as machol sasuris. That's all as a hakdoma to what's nege in Mi'ilah. But that's a finale to our sugis of tziruf, of different shiur, of putting things together in a way where they equal one maisa, one chatichad yisur, one meaningful shiur of that thing. Let's go now to a Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which discusses the fact that the shiur of Mi'ilah, we'll have the Mishnah Chayud Ches, to be chayev, a korban, the to have the dinim ha'meila to bechaymesh, all that is b'shava pruta. Pachas b'shava pruta, like every other financial avera, is l'chayr should be awesome. By the way, the fact that meila is b'shava pruta and not b'kizayis should get us to think that mi'ilah has something to do with financial. That's really what we're being magdim. Mi'ilah is a financial aveiru. And has that, what does that mean? Who are you being mafsid? Hegdish. L'chayr, when a person eats from something that belongs to Hegdish, l'chayr, he is eating something, he's not allowed to eat. No. Shteta, the shir is a shover pruta. The shir is shayich to the dinim of gezel. That has to be explored. That's a famous concept that comes from Chaim Briska and really comes from Gedolei HaKoreinim, that mi'ilo is gezel of hegdish. And then we'll get into that. You want to get into that your base, Ahmed Beis discusses a odoin of an eved, somebody owns an eved, and he's magdish the maisir dime of his eved, but even where everything the eved works for the odoin, right? But if the eved is going to, the odoin is going to put him in a mechanic, in a garage, to work on fixing cars. As soon as he fixes cars, the benefit that's accrued that the customer will have to pay for the fixed car is automatically hegdish. So the question is, if the odin can support him, can give the eved what to live on. The halacha is that an odin is not allowed to let his eved starve. Either he has to support him, the eved is mechuyev to work as much as he can, and the odin can force him to work, the odin will have to support him, or the odin can say, listen, you support yourself, and take care of yourself. If he doesn't take his ma'aser yadayim, so then he can let him be self-supported. So what happens if an odin wants the eved to be self-supporting, but he's magdish the asiyas yadayim of the eved. The eved stopped. He's not being supported by the odin. He can't make money because everything he makes will automatically become hegdish. So the Gemara says that he should work pachas mishav pruta, and what he does is he borrows money, he lives, he pays for his food, shelter, clothing, basic needs, and then he works pachas meshov bruta, and each pachas meshov bruta does not become shaykh to hegdish, and mele he can take that pachas meshov bruta and give it back to the person who's paying him money to live on. That's the Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Rashi says over there, what's this business of pachas meshov bruta? What does that help? Rashi says, "Ein hegdish." Rashi says, "Ein hegdish chal al pachas meshov bruta." Like Taisus, the Mishnah above Metzia Daf Nun Hey, we quoted this Mishnah before, says chomesh pruta is hein. Does not say as one of the dinim that are telling him pruta, the hegdish is not chal al pachas meshov bruta. Why not? Why should hegdish be chal al pachas meshov bruta? The hegdish of yagdishu yad avti, yagdish the fruits of his hands. And that is not chal na pachas meshov pruta. Vayimir ri, the hachayin the time of she'ein b'daitish on magdish she'yachas al pachas meshov pruta. Truth, it could be, but when a person is magdish yodai, so he's magdish only significant earnings. That's only shov pruta. It's not that it can't be chal financially. The definition of mom and hegdish will be even on pachas meshov pruta, but he doesn't have it in mind, which might be consistent with what we just said, that in terms of maise, interactivity between two people, what I'm giving to Hegdish, I'm giving them a meaningful amount. I'm giving them something that's defined as a Shav Pruta. But money, in terms of assets, even Bachs Meshav Pruta, is a person's financial. A person loses Bachs Meshav Pruta, it's also a Hefsit. So that's the Taisus. The Taisarosh brings a Revom that true, Hegdish could be Chal on Bachs Meshav Pruta, but when a person is moil behegdish, he's taking that pachas meshov pruta, the eved, he's taking the pachas meshov pruta that he earned, and he's giving that over to somebody. It's not mi'ilo. Mi'ilo is only bepruta, and that's tackle one of the dinim in the Mishnayis in the Mishnah we just said, the fourth paragraph of Metzia. The share of mi'ilo is bepruta. So Melo, when he takes a half a pruta, that belongs to Hegdish, Hegdish was Chalnin, he's moil in it, he's moitzit, it's mutter. Then he takes another half a pruta, and it's mutter. So each one by itself is mutter. Frek Taisarosh, there's a Mishnah that says Mefurish not that way. There's a Mishnah in Krisus Daf Tezvav on the base that says that the Zman of Mi'ilu, we discussed nibbling on a cracker to be mitzvah of different eatings into one Maisa Achilu. So there's a shir kedei achilas pras. 7 minutes, 9 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever the shir is. What is the shir on theft? person, I'm sitting in your house. I park myself, mamish like Goldilocks by a bowl of somebody else's porridge. By the way, the story of Goldilocks is one celebration of Gezel. Don't understand how, how there could be any positivity in that. And you're eating from somebody else's thing. You're eating a bite. You just stole from them a mashu. You eat another bite. You stole a mashu. How much time do you have to eat in order to be mitzara feta? It's called one ma'isel lekicha. So we could say when the person finds out, the person's teve, and you walk away, that's a memele. If you come back tomorrow and you take another bite of porridge, it's a separate ma'isel. What happens if you're nibbling? Little bit by little bit by little bit. Is that not one mice, one act of theft? What's the difference if it happened piecemeal, oatmeal, piece by piece by piece over 10 minutes? Why is that not one act? So the Gemara says, in Krizis Daf Tezvov, that Siruf is amilo, if a person's moil, a chatzi pruta, even if it's zman miruba, there's no time limit. A person could be moil by hegdish, even 2 weeks later, he takes another bite, and he's moil by hegdish. So when the Eved takes a half a pruta that bets and belongs to Eglish, and he's moitzi in order to pay back his alvah, and then 10 minutes later he takes another half a pruta, and he gives it to the fellow he owes money to, l'chayr becomes a ma'isa meila. So because of that, there's Rosh's doicha, the words of the Rivam, the Rash brings also the Rivam, they doicha, and they hold that they have to say like Taisus. You have to say that he just wasn't mechavin to be magdish left. L'chayr b'dasa Rivam, one will have to say that the tziruf of Mi'ilo is omnom when he gets to that share of a pruta, his moil. But for right now that he had to pay his halva, for right now the Pavs Meshav Pruta is not over. And the question arises, why doesn't the Rivam hold that is Chatzi Shiosim Nater? So truth to be told, the Mishnah Melech on Chatzi Pruta B'Mi'ilo, it's very interesting, the Rambam, the way he brings Chatzi Pruta B'Mi'ilo. The Rambam says, "Mila perek zayin halacha ches hamoyel b'pavus meshov pruta ben mizodim ben mishkogo mishalem esakem ve'nechayv choymish v'loy korban." So he pays; he owes the money, which is different than gezel, where we say that he can't be tever. V'yiroeli, the Rambam says, "As far the any loy kam pavus meshov pruta im hoyemezid." Whenever the Rambam says "yiroeli" means it's something that's not mafurish, the Rambam feels that's a chiddush. The question is, what the chiddush is? Haretz mafurish and mishnah like we said in Bar Mitzvah Daf Nei. That the shir mi'ilo is bepruta. So that needs work. How to understand the Rambam. But in any case, the Mishnah Melech over there on that Rambam, Pegzayin Hilchos Mi'ilo, compares that to the Chatzi Shir Osnana. The reason why it's awesome is Chatzi Shir. Be'etzen, there is no mi'ilo bepachos mishav bepruta. However, there's Chatzi Shir Osnana Torah. The Mashmos of the Rambam is not so much that. Mashmos of the Rambam is that it's osur, but there's no malchus. You don't say on eating a half a gazayis of chazer that it's osur but there's no malchus. What you say is that the shir lachila is chazer and atayr is b'gazayis. Chotzi shir, even though he didn't do the maisa lachila, he did only part of the maisa lachila, the maisa is an issur. You don't say that he's oiver. It's the same thing as mi'ilo. Yeroeli, that al-chabonim, it's not enough for malchus. The mashmos of the Rambam would be that's something else. And we understand, the pshat is that after a while, it accrues and then it becomes mil. That's what the Rivam is saying. So this chiddush in the Rambam seems to be inherent in the Rivam, that there's no b'shas maisan when it's moitzi chatzi shovim pruta, there is no chatzi shovim nater. All there is la'achas man, it accrues, it adds up to be a pruta. And the shal is, why don't we say the same definition, that there's hefsid moment, there's missing in the maisan mi'ilo of taking, but lamaisa, there's hefsid moment. So I think what we have to do is we have to define the soid that Rabbi Seinu said that mi'ilah is akin to gezel, that's why it's shir is b'shav pruta, does not mean that lamaisa it has the same, you're being mafsid hegdish. Like a ben adam lachaveri, there's a ben adam lekoinoi of being mafsid. I'll bring a pashto rai to this. The halacha is that erechonem bisurim is a general rule in Torah. Erechonem bisurim, in order to be moitzi moment mechaveri, you need 2 edim. Dover shebeve needs 2 edim. Be moitzi moment lechaveri. We learn now dover. Gemara is all over shas. What about being made that momoy no longer belongs to Eglish? It was nifta. Somebody was poyde. Now it's chulin. The Shev Shmaitzer, beginning of Shmaitzer Vav, brings a Gemara. The way he learned the Gemara in Yavam is Daf Peches. It seems Kemat Mefurish, that Ein Echod is Nemon to be made, that something that you formerly was Hegdish is now Chulun. What happened to Itzos Mom? The Teretz is, there's no Hefsid moment. Hegdish is not a person. The Rebbe Shem is not a person. It's not a Nifsad. Dovah Shebe'erva and Momoin, where there's a Nifsad, there's a riv, a din between two people. You have to be shoifit between two people. That needs to aid him. Hegdish, we're dealing with Osir and Mutter. We're not dealing with Chayiv and Potter. We're not dealing with right and wrong of two people. We're dealing with halachas and Mutter and Osir. You're allowed to eat it or you're not allowed to eat it. It happens to be that the definition of taking away from Hegdish, not because of Hefsid moment, that reality of the same way we said by a regular person, the reason why there is the Pach Mushov Pruta is Gezel, because Lamaise, there's a Hefsid moment, has no role in Gabi Hegdish. What is true is that taking something out of the Rishus of Hegdish, out of the domain, out of the Kedusha of Hegdish, that's Taver. What Reb Chaim meant when he said the Me'ila is Gezel only means is that the Isra is not the eating per se. The Isra is that by eating, what you're doing is you're removing that thing from the sphere of Kedusha. You're taking it away from the domain of being designated as Meyuchid LaHegdish. When you're moitzit from there, that's more bedoyme moitzit something. When I go into your garage and I take your car out, I'm being moitzit mirshus. Davera is that mafsid your moment. Over here, I'm moitzit mirshus hegdish, but not davera is that hegdish is the hegdish's bottom line is weaker, is lower. That's not the point. The point is that there's a maisi here of being moitzit from the domain of hegdish, and that way it's never the gezel. But of course, you don't need to aid him. There's no nifsad over here. So in the same vein, to say this, Chatz Yishir, Osim and Atayru, by Gezel, makes sense, but it does not make sense by Me'ila. Why does it make sense by Me'ila? Because by Me'ila, you can't say that a half of Pruta is Momino. By Me'ila, all there is the Maisa of being Moitzi from Hegdish L'chul. There's no Hefsid moment. There's no Hefts of Hefsid moment which exists even by Pox Meshur of Pruta. That you do not have by Me'ila, that's why there's no Chatz Yishir, Osim and Atayru. The Rambam does say that Me'ila adds up after a while, but it adds, the Rambam brings that halacha, and the Rambam says also that, let's say it would be only a Chatzi Pruta, over there it is Me'ila, but it's not Me'ila Legabe Malchus, and that it says Masvar. That we still have to leave over to discuss why that wasn't inherent in the Mishnah in Bav Metzia, that we quoted, the Mishnah of Me'ila is Bishover Pruta. What's the chiddush and what taki is the gather of Me'ila b'pox m'shov pruta, where we just proved from the Rivam and Gittin, where b'shas ma'isa there's no chatz yishir, when it adds up to a shov pruta, then you can look at it as one ma'isa. There's no, the time span is not mafrid, and you can look at it as one ma'isa of hefsid moments. That's a discussion that we have to continue as we go into the end of Me'ila.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.